Then I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, John M. Downstore. This is Lemon Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the Pine Ridge Bakery has a red and yellow delivery truck now. Abner bought it by mistake when he tasted some cakes he thought Lum had baked, but which had actually been made by Miss Fredericks for the Ladies' Aid. However, the truck has inspired confidence among the town folk, and Pine Ridge Bakery is doing a land office business. As we look in on the little community today, we find that Lum is out delivering bread, Abner is in the Jot 'em Down store, and Grandpappy Spears has just entered. Listen.
Well, morning, Grandpappy.
Well, morning, Abner.
Come in. You're sort of late getting down today, ain't you?
Yeah, Dad, blaming overslept.
Well?
Yeah, I'll have to read twice as fast to catch up on my reading today. Yeah, where about you put the almanac?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to find it yourself, Grandpappy. I'm too busy here in the bakery to fool with you.
The bakery?
Yes, sir.
You fellas still trying to make a go out of that thing?
We ain't only trying it, we're doing it. We're getting more orders for bread today than you can shake a stick at. And it's all on account of that truck, too.
On account of the truck?
Yes, sir.
Thought you said getting that thing was a mistake.
Well, I did, but I reckon I was wrong, Grandpap. Everybody in town is ordering bakery stuff just so they can have that red and yellow truck drive up to their house, I think. Just seems to tickle them to death.
Well, I do know. Too bad they can't eat the stuff after they get it.
Well, they can. Yes, sir. That Lum turned out a real good batch of bread this morning.
Oh, sassafras. I don't believe it. Not Lum.
Well, it's the truth. I reckon he was so anxious to get out in that truck that he didn't have time to invent something new like he generally does. I reckon he just actually followed the receipt this morning, and it turned out good.
Well, you'll never get me to believe that. I won't even try the stuff.
Oh.
Where'd you say you put the almanac at?
I don't know. I reckon it's over in one of the shelves. Wait a minute. I believe there's all the rings.
We should keep that book in the same place. This is a nuisance.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store, Library, and Bakery talking.
Gilbert, the boy trapper.
Mom?
Yes,
Mom.
Morning, Doone.
Too low. Wait.
You in there. That sounds good.
Why, this afternoon, I think. Yes, Mom, it'll be delivered in the truck.
In the Grant's truck.
Uh-huh. All right, Miss Blevins. Hey, goodbye.
I can't find that book, Abner. You ain't hit it, have you?
Of course not. Did you hear that, Grandpap? Miss Blevins wants some more bread. That's the second time she's ordered today. Just wants to get that truck up in front of her house again, I reckon.
Maybe she tried one bet and it weren't no good. She's going to try it again.
Oh, no, not this today. This is awful good eating bread. Doggy, this is the best business we've ever did as long as we've been in this store here.
Oh, sir, I just can't find it nowhere, Abner.
Well, just forget about it, Grandpap. Let it go. Come on over here. Here, I need you to help me wrap up this bread here anyway. Doggy, we ain't going to have enough to fill all the orders we got, sure as the world.
I don't know nothing about wrapping up bread.
Well, you can learn. I never know neither. Here, use this oil paper here. That keeps the bread more fresher, Lum says.
All right, I'll help you, but I really ought to be doing my reading.
Oh,
way behind today, way yonder behind.
Here, this fold the ends over on that paper there, Grandpap.
You watch yourself, Doc. I'm offing this much.
Well, don't bunk it up that way. Fold it overnight.
How's that look?
Yeah, that's better. That's the time, right there.
What are you tied up with?
Huh?
Bowl of blue ribbon here?
Oh.
See, there's one loafer tied up with it.
Yeah, I reckon so. Well, that must be something new that Lum started.
Well, it looks nice with a blue ribbon on it.
Why, sure,
oh, yeah. Blue ribbon bread.
Yeah, just tie them up with that. That looks fancy, you know. That Lum, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it looks all right. Gotta hand it to that Lum. He gets an idea now and then.
Oh, yes, he does. That truck's
real while they're all right.
Yeah. Yes, sir, I believe that truck's the best one idea he ever had. You ought to see how happy he is with it. Just thanks the world and all of it. Took it home last night and covered it up with blankets off his own bed. and then lay there and half froze to death all night, he said.
Yeah, Charity said she seen him driving around the school five or six times this morning, sort of circling it.
Yeah, well, he wants Miss Frederick to see him in it.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
Thought he was trying to sell some bread to the youngins.
No, he thinks he's going to have a better chance of winning Miss Frederick now. He's got something to take her riding in. Careful, Grandpa. Don't waste so much paper on each loafer.
All right.
Use all we got.
Is Rum sort of in love with Miss Frederick?
Oh, something terrible. You know what he done this morning?
Huh?
He heard some of the young'uns on their way to school say that they were her birthday.
Uh-huh.
And so he went out and bought her a locket and put a picture of himself in it and then wrote on it, "To the one I love," and signed it long.
Oh, for goodness sake. And going to give it to Miss Frederick.
Yeah. Yes, sir, he done it.
Oh, slush and mush. Slush and mush. Sound like a bunch of peach pies.
Yeah, well, wait till you hear the rest of it. He's so bashful that he was afraid to come right out and give it to you.
Natural.
So, you know what he done?
No telling.
He baked the locket right up in a loaf of bread.
He never.
He did done it. And then he's going to deliver the loaf of bread to her for a spry.
Well, I'll swan to goodness that loaf.
Of course, he more likely won't have enough nerve to deliver it over to herself. He is, without a doubt, the bashfulest one human I ever know.
Yeah. Next to Dave Chester, he is.
Who?
You recollect old Dave, married one of the Haskin girls. Melissa, I believe it was.
No, I don't recollect.
Oh, sure you do. Old Bashful Dave, they call him. Played the harmonica. That is, till he lost it in his whiskers one day.
Lost the harmonica?
Yes, sir. That's how long his whiskers were. And the reason they're so long was on account of he was so bashful he never had enough nerve to stand up to a mirror and shave himself. He done her. He sure done.
I don't believe
it's that. It's the truth, then, according to the almanac, to the folks around Cherry Hill.
Oh, Grandpap, now you oughtn't to believe everything you hear. They tell you, wait a minute, there comes the truck.
Huh?
That's one coming up.
Oh, yes.
Now, don't you dare let on to him that I told you about that locket for Miss Frederick.
Oh, no, I won't say a word.
No, sir, he's awful sensitive about them things.
Yeah, I understand. Look at him rushing around there. Must be in a hurry.
Oh, he's been going like that all day. Do that with him. Oh, Cedric. Must be helping us to do it, I reckon.
Yeah, must be.
Look at old Lom. He just tickled plum to death. Well, how's the deliverer going, Lom?
Ain't got time to talk now, Abner. Howdy, Grandpap.
Howdy, Lom.
Hurry up and get the rest of them loads into the truck, Abner. Cedric will help you.
Yeah, we'll get them loaded. Yeah, how are you, Cedric?
Well, pretty good, Mr. Abner. Disease wants to be loaded right here.
Yeah, that's him right there, Cedric.
Cedric's going to take the truck out this time. Go ahead, Cedric. Start loading them up there.
Is this the bread right here?
Everything on the counter there, Cedric. Just load it up.
I'm going back in the feed room and get some more flour. We're going to have to bake up some more bread.
My doggies, we're doing the business all right. I never would have believed this bakery would have worked out this good. Never would have believed it.
Yeah, I reckon Lum was right after all. Everybody resting around like the place is on fire.
You can't carry all them at once, Cedric. You better make two trips out of it now.
Put me in mind old Dave. Dave Chester, he rests around so much he never stopped in front of a mirror long enough to shave himself even.
Uh-oh.
Never shaved once from his 19th birthday on. Finally, his whiskers growed so long, he lost a banjo in them.
Banjo? I thought it was a harmonica.
No. Must have been somebody else you thinking about, Abner. Old Dave lost the banjo. You recollect old Dave, Abner? Married one of the Haskin girls.
No, I don't recollect him.
Rose, I believe her name was. Either a blonde or a brunette, I don't recollect which. Carried the mail one winter when old Dave was sick.
Well, I do know.
Is this all he is now, Mr. Abner?
Yeah, that's all we got baked up, Cedric.
Well, we got a heap more than this gold.
Yeah, I know we have, but just deliver as far as it'll go, and then hurry right on back here now.
Yes, Mom, I will.
Yeah, that's the thing to do.
Yeah, I want
to
use that truck for long, Cedric. Hey, wait a minute, Cedric. I'll go with you. I want to try out that new truck.
Yeah, take a ride with him, Grandpa.
Here, Abner, take your knife and open this sack of flour and pour it in that tub there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, let me get the knife here.
Grannies, we're doing the business, you know.
Oh, I've never seen the like of it.
Bound you, this will make Miss Frederick set up and take notice of me.
Yeah.
She'll be treating that Frank Foster like a pair of old shoes.
Why, sure she will. Long, when are you going to take that loaf of bread over, sir, with a locket in it?
Just as quick as Cedric gets back with the truck, I'll have him take it over there to us.
Oh, you're going to have Cedric deliver it, huh?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Where is that loaf of bread?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. You're the one that had it this morning.
Well, I laid it right here on the counter. Wait a minute. You don't reckon Cedric loaded it in the truck with them others?
Well, he must have. He's taking everything here on the counter.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll have to catch him before he delivers it to the wrong place.
Well, how are you going to tell which look is which, Mom? They all look alike.
Oh, I can tell it. I rocked it up and tied it with a blue ribbon.
Blue ribbon?
Yeah, didn't you see it sitting here?
Well, I'll be that blamed.
What's the matter?
Uh-oh, we did it now.
Did what? What are you talking about?
Well, me and Grandpap rocked up every one of them loads with blue ribbon, Mom, and now they're all sold in that truck together. Ain't no telling who'll get that present of yours now.
Oh, my goodness. To the one I love. And my name signed to it.